BBC, Holby City. Starring Hugh Quarshie as Rick, Guy Henry as Hanson, Paul Bradley as Elliot, and Rosie Marcel as Jack. Second Coming by Joe Ainsworth. Previously.
I claimed your papers were mine, and I submitted mine as yours. You didn't really fail. I did.
How could you do that?
I'm very proud of what I've achieved here, and while I have breath in my body, I will do everything I can to stop you destroying it.
But I would not wish to lose such a worthy opponent.
Now, I promise you, I will make it up to you.
Well, you can start by telling the truth.
What?
You tell Michael Spence everything. How you cheated, how you made it look like I failed, and how you're not qualified.
I will.
No one is prepared to risk this procedure.
I would be. If you leave it untreated, it will kill you in a matter of months. I think it's a risk worth taking. The question is, do you?
Daytime. In a Keller side room, Rick's filming himself. He addresses the camera.
Hello, Jake. I'm your granddad.
Mr. Griffin was forced to curtail his treatment 6 weeks early as he became intolerant to the chemotherapy. The chemo failed to achieve an appreciable level of shrinkage, and his latest CT scan shows that since ceasing treatment, the tumour has, in fact, resumed growth.
Now, conventional wisdom suggests that his condition is now inoperable, leaving only the palliative care route open. However, having analysed the position of the tumour, in particular its relation to the hepatic veins, I'm convinced that we still have an opportunity to excise it via an extended right hemihepatectomy.
Rick steps into ITU.
Where's Mrs. Green?
Mr. Hanson transferred her to St. James's.
Are you saying that this procedure will be curative?
Yes.
But the mass has extended into the diaphragm.
Which is why we need cardiothoracic involvement and a metiosectomy to remove a disc of diaphragm and the lower right lobe of the lung.
This is madness.
No, it's medicine.
I can't believe that Rick consented.
Any questions?
Yes. What about the complexity of the tumour?
But Mr. Hurst,
it's affecting the lungs, the chest. It's close to the heart and several major vessels. The potential for damage is endless.
I disagree.
One slip and Rick bleeds out in seconds.
There won't be a slip.
How can you
Will
possibly...
Will you please sit down?
Elliot reluctantly takes his seat.
When are you proposing to go ahead?
Ah, yes. The timescale's critical. If we don't operate immediately, even I will be forced to admit defeat.
What's the resection margin?
2 millimetres.
Do you think that's enough?
Absolutely.
Seems very tight to me.
Well, I've successfully performed the procedure with half that margin on several occasions.
You can't guarantee that you won't damage liver function.
Not 100%, but...
Or leave cancerous tissue
when
behind.
When did we ever
Not
offer
Not to mention
anyone.
His mitral valve.
Cast iron guarantee.
Chances are he will die in the theatre.
Rick enters.
Ladies and gentlemen. What's this?
Mr. Hanson has been talking us through your hemihepatectomy.
Was he indeed?
Well, just preparing the ground.
I haven't consented to any such procedure.
Really?
Well, not yet, but you will.
Well, in that case, what are we doing here?
Good question.
Ladies and gentlemen, this meeting's over.
Everyone steps out except Rick and Hanson.
Well, that was embarrassing.
That's one word for it.
I don't know, kamikaze non-consensual surgery. I think it's the way forward.
Sorry, Sahira. You still need the office for a couple of hours?
Possible, yeah.
Right, I'll make sure it's clear.
Thank you. What was all that about? Mr. Hope's let me use his office to prep for the consultant's interview. On company time. Well, I hardly get any work done at home with the kids, and then...
Oh, well, if you get the job, you can afford to hire a super nanny.
Maybe.
Except, of course, you won't get the job.
I will. Maybe.
How dare you even discuss this without my permission?
It was a preemptive strike to head off opposition from the likes of Mr.
I can fight my own battle.
Well, I'm fighting for your life. Look at the scan. Go on, look at it.
I'm perfectly familiar with my own tumour. Thank you.
Your friend Elliot's convinced we're beyond the point of no return with you. I happen to disagree. I believe I can fix you.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you'd like nothing more than to take a scalpel to me.
But the trouble is, that thing is not going to wait around while you make your mind up.
I don't have time for this.
Ask not for whom the bell tolls, Mr. Griffin.
It's who's doing the tolling that bothers me.
Book Mr. Pitt in for a chest x-ray and I want Francis Mooney on 30-minute obs. Well, it's all go today.
Yes.
Good job some of us are more interested in practice than theory.
Just try and breathe, Belle.
What have we got? Bella Gribbin, 43, chest pains, respiratory problems, and she's running a fever.
Lift up a sec, love.
Right. When did the symptoms start?
This is better.
As fine as it was.
Sorry, what was the question?
Symptoms.
About a week ago.
Any history of heart trouble?
No.
Any other conditions that we need to know about?
None.
Okay. Let's get her hooked up to an ECG and we'll have a chest x-ray as well, please.
Ah, thanks for all this, Doctor. Much appreciated.
She hasn't done anything yet.
That's true.
Just a relief to know we're in safe hands.
He's such a suckhole.
What do you mean?
30-minute obs, please.
I'm just trying to make him more comfortable for you.
A boy. Perfect baby boy.
I thought you wanted a surprise.
Changed our minds.
Do you mind if I...
Sure. We're going to call him Jake.
Jake?
Yeah, don't you like it?
What about Jomo? Or Nelson? Jake's fine. Jacob Griffin. Is David going to be home at the weekend?
No, he's working.
Seems to be doing an awful lot of overtime.
Yeah, well, the more he earns, the more paternity he can take.
Well, as long as you're okay.
I'm fine. Ow! Got a hell of a kick, this boy.
Well, you've given him a footballer's name. Better get used to it.
I can see him running rings around you in the park.
Let's hope so.
Sorry, Dad. I haven't even asked how you're doing.
Oh. Hanson's got me behind a desk again.
I mean your health?
I'm great.
Really?
Yeah, fine. Everything's under control.
Thanks. Oh, pictures.
How's she doing, Doctor?
I was just going to talk to her.
Ah, precious cargo, you know that one.
Yes, I'm sure she is.
Oh, they have results?
Yes, they are. Mrs. Gribbon.
You're all right, Bill.
Neck's killing me. Oh.
Want a massage?
No. Sorry.
Your ECG results have showed up an arrhythmia, which is an irregular heartbeat.
So it is a heart attack?
Did she say that?
No, it's not.
Thank God.
It does require further investigation, so I'm going to need to listen to your chest. Right, take a deep breath for me. And hold it.
Jack moves her stethoscope over Bella's chest.
Oh, I see you have some scarring there.
Where?
Have you had some work done?
What do you mean, work?
Oh, shut up, Keith.
Well?
I had a boob job last year.
There wasn't anything in your notes.
Had it done abroad.
Where?
Croatia.
And you didn't think this was worth mentioning?
Well, it won't have anything to do with this, will it?
It could have everything to do with this. Excuse me. Nurse Tate.
Yes?
Book a CT scan for Mrs. Gribbon immediately.
Okay.
When you hooked her up to the ECG, did you not notice the scars under her breasts?
Yes.
Oh, but you thought you'd keep it to yourself.
No.
Any more little secrets that you'd like to share? No?
Few.
In the AAU, Oliver's looking at a postcard which reads, "Tell the truth, Penny."
Got a postcard from Penny?
You have to sneak up on me like that.
Is she having a good time?
Probably.
Do you want to take a new patient?
It's up to you.
Okay, I'll take a few.
Yeah, no problem.
Oliver walks off.
This is Mrs. Ryan.
Oh, nice Petrenko, isn't it?
Have we met?
You treated me the last time I was here. Broken wrist.
Mrs. Ryan's got a neck wound.
Courtesy of a kebab skewer.
Really?
BP is 100 over 60?
Highly embarrassing. I slipped it as I was filling the dishwasher.
I'll take a look.
Yeah? Five more morphine, please.
Yep. Seems to be one mishap after the other at the minute.
Dr. Petrenko's going to give you a local anaesthetic and put some stitches in.
Oh, doctor.
Yes, I'm a doctor now.
Oh, just like that.
Yeah, with a wave of a magic wand.
Didn't sound right somehow.
Well, maybe I did get it wrong. Should I check?
You need to be sarcastic.
I will work on my bedside manner, but would you give Miss Ryan her injection? Shame you never took that patient.
What?
She remembers me as a nurse, so she now thinks I'm not a real doctor.
Well, if you know what you are, what's the problem?
Which one's your favorite?
Yeah, all of them.
I think that one. It's got a busy day, Dad.
It's not too bad.
Just wish you'd take things a little bit easier, that's all.
But, too much to do.
Dad? Dad! Okay. Are you all right? Okay. Just wait there. I'll get help, okay? I'll be back.
I knew this would come back to haunt us.
We don't know for sure there's a link yet.
Never should have had that up.
Oh, here we go.
She had a lovely figure.
Oh, they're like a couple of spaniel's ears. Why all the secrecy, anyway?
Oh, ask him.
Rob didn't think he'd approve.
Of the boob job?
Of us going abroad.
It's your funeral.
He reckoned you'd treat us like second-class citizens.
That wouldn't happen.
I do believe British is best. It's a lot cheaper, that's all.
Anything to save a few quid.
Well, in my experience, you get what you pay for. Is it me or 98% of people just mental?
Sounds about right.
Oh, I can't wait to get the consultant's job.
Really?
Yeah, then I can delegate all these poxy cases to the likes of you.
Hanson helps Rick.
Right, let's get you up.
Oh, I'm all right. Just get off!
Enough is enough.
Dad, please.
No, I'm okay, thanks.
You won't listen to sense, you're wasting your time.
You all right?
Yeah. Go through, please.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Can you take my dressing off for a second?
Sorry?
I just want to have a look at my stitches.
Yeah, you need to talk to Dr. Petrenko about that.
You can put it straight back on again.
Fine.
Mrs. Ryan looks in a small mirror.
Oh, she's done quite a neat job.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Oh, for a nurse.
Ex-nurse.
So you'd vouch for her then?
What do you mean?
Well, you'd say that she was qualified to do the job.
Well, she is here stitching people up, so she must be.
Problem?
Nope, I was just trying
Hitting my patient?
I'm just trying to help.
Really?
Oh, sorry, it was my fault.
Well, clearly my services here are no longer required, so if you'll excuse me. Doctor?
Oliver walks off.
If you mess with the dressing, you will get an infection.
Jess brings Rick a glass of water.
There you go. Feeling any better?
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Where did you get it going?
I've got work to do.
You're in no fit state.
I'm fine.
Well, you don't look it.
The pain just comes and goes, all right?
You are telling me everything, aren't you, Dad?
Yeah, of course.
So when he said enough is enough?
No, look, ignore anything Hanson says.
What do you mean?
The best thing for me right now would be to know that you're concentrating on the baby, not on your old man.
I can do both.
Oh, please, come on. Just go home.
I'm going to stick around for a bit.
In a corridor.
How did your conversation with Mr. Griffin go?
Predictably.
And you haven't managed to tempt him into theatre yet?
Not yet.
And you still think there's a chance he may consent?
Well, given that I had to peel him off the floor in agony, I'd say it's only a matter of time.
Back at work, I'm still revising. Just clocking on. Plenty to do in there. You can't save them all, you know.
Thank you. But that statement is blindingly obvious.
Right, we've got your scan results back.
And?
You've got a condition called pericarditis.
Oh, my God.
You don't even know what it is yet.
It's an inflammation around the heart.
Right.
It's caused by leaking silicon from your burst implant.
Bloody Croatian cowboys!
You are going to need surgery.
How was I to know it would all go wrong?
But she's going to be okay.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. The good old NHS will fix you up, free of charge.
I pay my taxes. I'm entitled to be here.
Couldn't agree more.
No need to be sarky.
I'm sure Ms. Naylor wasn't
today. I was going for utter despair rather than sarcasm.
You're right, Keith. They are being snotty about it.
No, not in the least.
Could have fooled me.
No, there's nothing I enjoy more than sorting out the screw-ups of some Eastern Bloc butcher.
I just wanted to be desirable. Where's the crime in that?
All right, Bill, all right, all right. Just take no notice of her.
All sorted. Sorry? You and the boss? You've lost me. Well, you look pretty cosy on the stairwell.
Actually, he was telling me that Rick Griffin had collapsed.
Yeah?
Yeah. Might have to do that crazy up after all.
Sahira goes.
Nurse Tate.
Put Mrs. Leaky Knockers into theatre immediately. I want her done and dusted pronto.
Jess approaches Hanson.
Oh, hello. How's your father?
He's back at his desk.
Yes, he's a very stubborn individual.
Don't I know it?
Has he talked too much about his illness?
Oh, it's like trying to get blood from a stone.
He doesn't keep you updated, then?
He says he's managing fine.
Right.
Unless you know better.
That's clearly what he believes.
Mr. Hanson?
Mm-hmm.
If he's sicker than I think, then I've got a right to know.
There's not much I'm at liberty to tell you, I'm afraid.
I'm his daughter.
Well, wait in my office. I'll be back in 10 minutes. We'll have a little talk.
Thank you.
All right.
Oliver's typing out an email which reads, "Dear Mr. Spence, I'm writing to offer you my resignation." He turns off the screen when Frieda enters.
I have a problem with the patient you were so interested in.
I wasn't interested, I was just...
I need advice.
Well, I've got enough trouble handling my own casework.
She has symptoms unrelated to her injury.
Like what?
Chronic fatigue and low blood pressure.
Right.
So, would you take a look at the notes?
Well, I'm a bit busy, to be honest.
Staring at the blank screen?
Look, seriously, this is something I've got to do.
Fine. I'll tell her the real doctor couldn't be bothered.
Hey, don't be like that.
She leaves. Oliver switches the screen back on and carries on writing, then saves the email and closes it. Jess is alone in Hanson's office. She peeks at his open laptop, which is displaying the scan of Rick's tumour, then throws a cautionary look towards the door before picking up a folder and flicking through it. Hanson appears.
Ah.
Sorry, I am.
You weren't meant to see those.
I couldn't help myself.
Yes, I should have put them away, shouldn't I?
Is it really as bad as it sounds?
You better sit down.
Well, I think that we can let you go home tomorrow.
Rick sees Jess.
Would you excuse me just a moment, please?
He approaches her.
Why didn't you tell me?
What exactly did Hanson tell you?
He said he could save you, but you need an operation. If you don't do it now, the chance will be gone.
Yeah, did he tell you the risks involved?
I know it's dangerous, but so are a lot of operations. You know,
I didn't want to worry you.
You do this every time.
With the pregnancy.
You shut me out.
Jess, I was trying to protect you.
Protect? Protect me from what?
You know, I really hope that this boy turns out to be as stroppy as you are.
I have a right to know if my dad's turning down the chance to live.
Well, of course I want to live.
Well, then at least consider surgery.
No.
Have it your way.
Where are you going?
Home.
Well, don't.
You were trying to get rid of me 5 minutes ago.
Well, no, I want you to stay.
And I will, if you just talk to Hanson.
In the AAU, Marie Claire hurries towards Frieda.
Yeah? It's Mrs. Ryan. I took her to the loo about 10 minutes ago, but no, there's no answer from her and she's locked in.
Who'd have thought? Rick Griffin. Running scared.
Don't try to provoke me into it.
I need you, Dad. I'm on my own.
No, you're not. Come on. You've got David, there's your mother.
David's left me.
What?
He's gone.
When?
A few weeks ago.
What happened?
Things have been bad for a few months.
You don't walk out on your pregnant wife.
Mrs. Ryan? Mrs. Ryan?
Looking under the cubicle's door, Frieda sees Mrs. Ryan unconscious. She shoulders the door open.
Mrs. Ryan, can you hear me?
Oh, what are you doing?
Did you bang your
head? Get that thing out of my eyes.
Let me help you up.
I'm fine.
You were unconscious.
No, I wasn't. I just dropped off.
I am going to run tests.
What for?
Anemia, thyroid problem.
I'm not anemic.
And I'm sending you for MRI scan.
Why?
Because you could have epilepsy or...
You haven't got a clue, have you?
I am just trying
to... someone who can do this job properly, like him.
He is a very busy man.
What is it now?
I can't trust this girl to look after me. I need someone with proper credentials.
Look, I'm sorry, but you are Dr. Petrenko's patient.
Oh. All right, look, what can I do?
You know exactly what you can do. I want my son to see his granddad.
He still can, without surgery.
For how long?
2 years, at least.
Hanson thinks a lot less.
That's pure speculation.
What will Jake remember if you're gone before his third birthday? You'll just be a face in a photo album.
Yeah, I know, but...
Rick's video.
Listen, Jake. Something I have to tell you. I was a gambler. I am a gambler. Some people say it's in the blood. It may be. Certainly cost me a lot of money over the years.
Are you familiar with the rules of patient confidentiality?
Guilty as charged.
She's 8 months pregnant.
I apologize.
And you needlessly burdened her with...
Perhaps you now comprehend my absolute conviction that surgery is the best way forward.
But you did mention I would only have a 10% chance of surviving it.
That's a figure plucked out of the air.
It's a statistical fact.
It doesn't relate to my abilities in theatre.
You seriously expect me to accept those odds?
I believe you've been something of a gambler over the years.
I only ever lost money. I never gambled with my life.
But you'll be putting that in the hands of a man who does 40 resections each year and has a phenomenal success rate on cirrhotic liver with ACC.
Then you know how bad it would look for you if I died in theatre. Why take that risk?
Because I can't imagine life here without you dogging my every step. And because, if I succeed, you will of course be forever in my debt. So, what's it to be? I've cleared my list for the afternoon. I'll be waiting.
Hanson strides away from the troubled Rick.
But the important thing to remember is that it's not the hand you're dealt that matters. It's how you play it.
Frida finds Oliver alone in the AAU office, eating crisps.
There you are.
Here I am.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Don't lie.
It's just a minor existential crisis.
Yeah, is that the thought of doing an F2 year again?
Got it in one.
What you need is fun.
I'm not in the mood for fun.
Surgical fun.
What are you talking about?
Wait and see.
In the Darwin Theatre.
Okay, chop chop, let's scale these Twin Peaks and get out of here.
Not sure I like being greeted by the sound of laughter.
Shall I start?
Someone care to let me in on the joke first?
Oh, it's nothing, I was just saying this is a storm in a D-cup.
I'm sure Mrs. Gribbin, with her stale and fibrous heart, would find that hilarious.
Sorry, shall I open the chest?
What's the rush?
I'm just eager to get done.
You got another appointment?
No.
Right. Would someone like to pick the music? Thank you.
In the consultant's office, Rick's holding the scan of Jess's baby whilst facing the scan of his tumour on his laptop. Hanson's in a meeting room reading some papers. A presentation board outlining his planned operation on Rick stands behind him. Rick picks up his phone.
Hanson?
Yes, it's Griffin. I'll take those odds.
Mr. Douglas?
Yeah?
Ready for action?
Always.
Good. Mr. Griffin's consented to his hemi-hepatectomy.
Right.
I shall need a CT presence in theatre.
Oh.
Problem?
Spit
it out.
I'm up to my eyes in it.
What shift things about?
I can't. I've got a massive backlog as it is.
I'm sure you can move a couple of bronchoscopies for the sake of an esteemed colleague.
Oh, I'd love to, but...
Fine. Where's Miss Shaw?
On a break, then she's due in theatre with me.
That remains to be seen.
What is this?
I come to practice here.
Practice?
On cadavers.
Tell me this is a wind-up.
I pay Mortician £10 a corpse.
Have you completely lost your mind?
This is perfect. There are no bosses on your back, there are no whining patients, and nobody dies.
You're insane.
He looks sad.
I'm not surprised.
Shall we begin?
28 French drain, silk stitch, please. Are we keeping you?
No. Swabs and saline, please.
Mr. Holt?
Yes?
Just thought you'd want to know, Mr. Griffin's going ahead with a hepatectomy.
What?
Just seeing Hanson, and he's looking for someone from CT to assist.
I hope you turned him down.
Too busy.
Good. Right. Can you take over here?
Why, what's the problem?
Can you or can't you?
Of course.
Thank you.
Elliot leaves.
Right, let's get this drain in quickly. Close her up, come on.
Chrissy looks through a window into the Keller side room at Rick, who's filming himself.
Hello, Jacob. I'm your grandfather.
He presses record. Rick seats himself in front of the tripod-mounted camera, then removes his glasses.
Hello, Jake. I'm your granddad.
You know what killed him?
Death.
Here's the appendix.
Careful not to burst it.
Give me some credit.
Sorry.
Suction, please. Thank you. Do you want to take over?
No. Finish what you started.
Fine.
He carries on operating on the corpse.
You like it down here?
Yeah.
Less complicated than upstairs.
That's certainly true. Just hold it for me, would you?
The appendix is removed.
Done.
Good job.
Thanks.
About your mother. Just remember that there's no problem that you're ever likely to have that she can't.
Is it true?
What truth?
You've actually consented?
Yep, afraid so.
Rick, you're mad.
Well, that's quite possible.
The operation itself doesn't kill you. What about your mitral valve prolapse? It's a serious condition in its own right.
It's perfectly manageable.
What if there's a bleed?
You could say that about any procedure.
You'd be putting a massive strain on an already weakened heart.
Elliot, this is my private business. The condition was being treated privately by Connie Beecham. Now, it seems to be public knowledge.
You'd be putting your life into the hands of a egomaniacal...
Elliot. Look, thank you for your concern, but...
There's nothing I can say.
No. I've made my decision.
Elizabeth's at Bella's bedside.
Hello. It went well.
Has Hanson been on the ward?
Yes.
Anyone volunteered for Griffin's op?
I don't know.
Miss Shah, maybe?
Why?
Doesn't matter. Mrs. Gribbin?
Miss Naylor, quick!
Mrs. Gribbin.
Jack listens to Bella's chest.
Oh, brilliant. Get a bag and ventilate.
Elizabeth places the oxygen mask over Bella's face whilst Jack performs chest compressions. Rick pulls the memory card out of his camcorder, then pockets the card when Hanson comes in.
Consent forms?
Oh, yes.
As Rick prepares to sign them, Jess steps into the room and smiles at him. Returning the smile, he puts pen to paper.
Point of no return.
He hands the forms back to Hanson. In his office, Elliot's printing out stacks of mortality data reports.
She's in her systole. 1 milligram of adrenaline.
Bella's still flatlining. Jack checks her pulse.
No output, no rhythm. pH is 6.9, I'm calling it.
Can't we try for another 5 minutes?
Time of death, 1824. No. I can leave you to do the necessary.
Jack leaves in a rush.
I think you should tell the husband.
But shouldn't you do that?
No, it'll be good for you. Character building.
Left alone, a devastated Elizabeth switches off Bella's monitors. She heads back to the Darwin ward and finds Keith, who's arranging some flowers in a vase.
Hey, look, all right to you?
Mr. Gribbin.
She loves her flowers. How did it go? Oh, she's still sleeping it off.
I'm afraid. Your wife suffered a cardiac arrest. After the operation.
What?
We tried to resuscitate her.
No.
It was no good.
Where is she?
She passed away.
Keith starts crying.
Not my Bella. There must be some mistake.
I'm so sorry.
Racked with sobs, he sinks into a chair at the side of Bella's empty bed.
Dr. Naylor tried her best.
Did she? We just booked our holidays. Anglesey. What am I going to do without
her? I could take you now. If...
But you lot think she got what she deserved.
No. If you want to come this way.
I mean, where is the bloody doctor anyway?
Jack bumps into Elliot.
Sorry.
Have you seen Hanson?
No.
So you didn't fancy the death of a surgeon headline?
Or the wrath of Elliot.
Does he do wrath?
Did you see his face in the MDT meeting?
I thought that was wind.
What makes Hanson think he can pull this off?
Straightforward.
Yeah?
Certifiable.
Look at that stitching.
Stunning.
Elizabeth Shaw, wrap up in there, please. I need you on Keller.
What now?
I'm sure Mr. Douglas can cope.
With respect, Mr. Hanson, we are in the middle of something.
But sainted Miss Shaw's presence is required elsewhere, I'm afraid.
Apologies, but I think I'd rather finish what I started.
Would you really?
Yes.
A displeased Hanson walks off, and Sahira shares a look with Greg. In the Darwin recovery room, Keith staring at Bella, who's in a body bag.
Mr. Gribbin, it's time.
Maybe if I told her more often how beautiful she was.
A nurse goes to zip up the bag.
Yeah, I'll do that.
He gently lays the bag over her face, then zips it shut. Elizabeth watches sadly, then holds the door open as the body is wheeled out. Rick's with Jess.
I'll see you later then.
Yeah, you will.
Jess.
He takes her hands.
I love you.
I love you too, Dad.
And I'm sorry if
Don't,
I didn't...
Whatever it is you want to say, just save it for after the operation, okay?
As she leaves, Elliot approaches Rick.
What now?
I'm not going to say a word. I just want you to read this.
What is it?
It's a statistical breakdown of the survival rate in resection cases of a similar severity to yours.
I don't want to know.
It doesn't make cheery reading. I'll leave it there for you.
Elliot. I've got something for you.
What is it?
It's a home movie for my new grandson. If things don't work out.
Elliot takes the memory card and heads off. In the morgue, Frieda and Oliver finish their operation on the corpse.
Tying up sutures? Mm-hmm. Hello?
Bella's body is wheeled in.
One for the fridge?
Oliver and Frieda are left alone.
Do you want to close up?
No, you can do that.
Hey, so what's the big deal about repeating year?
Just don't know if I can face it.
Is pride?
I haven't got much of that left.
Is because your sister is doing better than you now?
It's because my sister dogs my every step.
What does that mean?
It's complicated.
I'll try and concentrate really hard.
Funny.
And maybe I will understand.
I doubt it.
Try me.
All right. Well...
Did you...
What?
Nothing. Just carry on.
Okay. The thing is...
Wait.
What?
Look at the bag. It moved.
Are you on the formaldehyde again?
I swear. Oh, it's moving.
Oliver unzips Bella's bag. She's alive.
Pupils responsive. Pulse is weak. Where's she come from?
Darwin.
Oxygen.
Let's get her back up there.
Keep breathing for me. Get a blanket, all right? Yeah. Cover up the body bag. Okay, we need to go.
Hello, Jake.
Elliot's watching Rick's video.
If you're watching this, then I didn't make it.
On Darwin Ward.
What are you two doing up here?
Here's the one you killed earlier.
What?
We were down in the morgue and she came back to life.
Jesus.
Is your patient, isn't it?
Yes.
Careless.
What did you say to me?
Frieda and Oliver smirk at Jack, then leave Jack to it. Confused, she grabs hold of the trolley and wheels it down a corridor. At the sight of Keith packing a bag, Jack quickly wheels Bella into another empty bay.
Elizabeth! Elizabeth, please! Oh, my God! Mrs. Gribben!
Keith!
Oh, keep me down!
What's up with her?
What happened?
You've heard of Lazarus, haven't you?
I knew.
Look, I want a full blood count. CT scan, echoes, and ECG. Go.
Right. I had the weirdest dream.
Oh, that's nice. You just get some rest. I'll be right back. Mr. Gribben.
Oh, hello, Doctor.
There has been what can only be described as...
Keith? Is that you?
A miracle.
Bella?
Keith pulls open a curtain.
Bella.
There have been numerous incidents of a similar nature recorded over the years.
I thought I'd lost you.
Thing.
I'm so pleased for you.
Pleased? I've been through
it. It is a miracle.
It's only an operation.
What sort of hospital is this?
Jack sees Hansen.
I will talk you through exactly what happened later, but I'm sure you want some time alone right now.
Yes. Yes, I do. Oh, I love you so much.
Come here, soft lad.
Another satisfied customer?
Yes, it seems so.
Good. Busy?
Ish.
Could you squeeze in a quick hemi-hepatectomy?
Seriously?
Unless you share Mr. Hope's reservations.
No, not at all.
Excellent. See you on Keller in half an hour.
Mrs. Ryan removes the bulb from a doctor's pen torch and pops it into her mouth.
The way that body bag twitched, that was seriously freaky.
Miracles.
What?
You are almost smiling.
Well, maybe I should get down to morgue more often.
Oh, what is she doing? Mrs. Ryan.
Did she just swallow something?
Oh, Mrs. Ryan.
Oh. Yeah, okay, get her on her back. Okay, stay with us, Mrs. Ryan.
Get laryngoscope, I'll hold it down.
Okay. Shh. Head down.
Shh. She's sinos.
Okay, open her mouth. Wider. That's it.
Careful.
Yeah, I am. Trying my best.
Oliver reaches into her throat.
Got it.
It's a bulb.
Mrs. Ryan, it's okay. Just try and breathe normally.
What happened?
The proper doctor just saved your life.
In the Keller side room, Rick's sitting alone. Standing up, he empties his pockets.
Fred sits alone at his desk in the dark.
He strips off his clothes, then slips on a hospital gown. Jess is in the consultant's office, lost in thought and holding a cup of tea, when Elliot enters.
Jess.
Yeah?
There's something I think you should watch.
He gives her his laptop. Blood is taken from Rick.
Now, your mother. Just remember that there's no problem that you will ever have that she can't help with. She may not always be able to solve it, but she will always try. She will never give up. She will never let you down.
Rick's on a trolley being wheeled into the Keller Theatre, where Jack and Hanson are scrubbed up and waiting.
Ah, Mr. Griffin. We've been expecting you.
Elizabeth's at Bella's bedside.
So I was totally dead.
Totally.
It's funny.
Is it?
I'm sure I can remember a blinding light calling me.
The light was calling you?
No. This amazing deep voice.
Really?
Like Barry White.
Yeah?
You think it was you know who?
Time for your scan, Mrs. Griffin.
I always had a feeling something special would happen to me one day.
Wait for me. Not letting this beautiful woman out of my sight again.
Miss Tate, I've managed to persuade Mr. Griffin that we should all be grateful for this extraordinary turn of events.
Right.
How long exactly did Miss Naylor spend resuscitating her?
About 10 minutes.
Definitely no less than that.
I don't think so.
Right, and where is she now?
In theatre with Mr. Hanson.
Doing what?
Mr. Griffin's operation.
They've started.
I think so.
Mr. Hope.
Ladies and gentlemen, the task before you requires nothing less than 100% concentration and commitment. Today, we will save this man's life.
Elliot approaches Jess.
He thinks he's going to die in there, doesn't he?
I don't know.
You have to stop it, Elliot, please.
Hanson makes the first incision.
Tell him to stop.
I can't. It's too late.
I made my dad do this. He can't die because of me.
What did I say about concentration, Miss Naylor?
There's nothing else we can do.
Yes, there is.
You should go and wait in the visitor's room.
You can go in there. You could look after him for me. Please, Elliot.
Mr. Hanson.
Yes, Mr. Hope.
Given Mr. Griffin's insistence on going through with this procedure, I feel it's my duty as his cardiac specialist to be at his side.
Are you proposing to scrub in?
I am.
Well, this is positively damascene.
You're not seriously...
Step aside, Miss Nan.
But I...
Please.
A furious Jack scrubs out as Elliot scrubs in.
Okay. Thank you.
As he steps into theatre, Jack heaves a sigh.
Mr. Hope, greetings and felicitations.
In a corridor, Jack finds Jess clutching her belly.
Are you okay?
Oh, this is it.
What is?
The baby!
Oh, yeah, of course it is. Right, let's get you set.
Okay.
Jess's waters have broken. She sinks to the floor.
Right, 1 second. How tall are you now?
Jess grips onto Jack.
Good. Staple gun.
Elliot supervises the operation on a screen.
Good. Lovely. Happy so far?
Up you get.
Oh, I can't. It's coming.
Yes, I know.
Oh, no, I mean now.
It's got to be a wind-up.
Oh, I can feel it.
Is she all right? She's in labour. I'll call maternity.
No,
she thinks she's going to drop now.
Have you taken a look?
Rolling her eyes, Jack takes a look.
We're going to need a delivery pack. Right, in there, please.
Section?
Hansen removes Rick's tumour.
Damn it. He's got a bleed. Packs and suction, please.
Can you see it?
No. 4-0-proline, please.
More packs, please.
Come on. I get it. 3-0-proline, please. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Is it the IVC?
Yeah. Can't tie it.
Right, 11 clotting factors now, please.
I need access so I can stabilise it.
I'm going to take the diaphragm with the specimen, then that should give you more space.
Right.
Okay.
Good.
Any good?
No. It's no good.
If I crack his chest, you could come in from above.
Right, let's do it.
Stay with us, you bugger.
He's arrested.
Right. Let's shock him.
Charge to 10.
Thank you. I'm clear.
Now push.
Increase output charge again.
And clear.
Again.
And clear.
Jess squeezes Chrissy's hand. Rick's heartbeat returns.
Right. We've got him back.
More suction, please.
Let's find this bleed.
Next contraction, I want you to do a really big push, OK? Come on. Push.
He's coming.
Push.
Good girl. Got it. Tearing the inferiority of the carver.
At last.
Staff dermises. Can you push through from the other side?
Right.
Yeah. OK.
Oh,
good.
Jess is in tears.
There you go. Well done.
Good girl.
Well done.
Oh, good. Right, clips, please. More fluids. 100% oxygen. Thank you. Okay, put the suction there, please. Over here.
Hansen watches anxiously.
You have it. BP's rising, sats to normal. Let's get the rest of this tumour.
Okay. Hello, Jake. Hello, darling.
Got it.
Sorry?
Why Mrs. Ryan swallowed the bulb?
Yeah?
It's automatic behaviour.
I don't understand.
The blackout, the fatigue, it all fits.
Fits what?
She's narcoleptic.
Are you sure?
100% certain.
Oh. Well, she'll be delighted you made the diagnosis.
So tell her you cracked it, not me.
Why?
Shut the moaning old bag up. Also, you can tell her she's been kicked up to neurology.
Thank you.
Hey, we're a team.
Are we?
I haven't forgotten the favours you've done me in the past.
So you're gonna stick around for a repeat year, then?
What else am I gonna do with my life?
Well, in that case, I'm going to go and tell Mrs. Rand the good news.
A smiling Frida heads out of the AAU office. Left alone, Oliver sits at the desk and loads up his resignation email on the computer. He thinks to himself, then deletes it and breathes a sigh of relief. Jess is holding the newborn Jay.
Any news on my dad?
Not yet.
Any idea how long it will be?
I couldn't say. Sorry.
Jack checks the baby's heartbeat.
That all sounds fine.
Good.
Handsome devil, isn't he?
Do you want to hold him?
No, I'm fine.
Your face was the first one he saw.
It's a hell of a cross to bear.
Go on.
Jess holds out the baby to Jack, who relents and carefully takes him in her arms.
My sentiments exactly.
She hands him back and walks out. Hansen removes a large tumour from Rick's insides.
Okay. Mr. Griffin is now tumour and I hope cancer free.
Later, Elliot and Hansen are in the Keller scrub room.
You did it then. Well, I think it's fair to say Rick has us both to thank.
I don't need his thanks.
Well, you have mine.
Elliot seems torn.
You took a hell of a risk in there.
Worth it to give a man back his life, don't you think?
As Elliot leaves, the tall Hansen slouches and a faint smile spreads across his drained face. On Darwin, Jack approaches Elizabeth.
How's our wonder patient?
She's fine.
And how are you doing?
Me?
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock for all of us. You do realise we did everything by the book?
Did we?
Meaning?
I thought you were supposed to continue recess for at least 15 minutes on a case like that.
For your information, there is no set recess time. Just a vague guideline. I did my job properly. She was dead. The fact that she made a miraculous comeback is neither here nor there.
But you...
So? Keep your well-meaning, but totally misguided opinion to yourself.
Walking off, Jack overhears Bella and Keith bickering.
An old woman.
They're not straight.
I don't care.
Please, Bella.
Just leave my bloody pillows alone.
Ah, I hear he survived.
And I hear you brought a new life into the world.
Well, I'm nothing if not versatile.
I suppose you think that evens out the near loss of a patient in your indecent haste to impress Mr. Hansen.
I'd say I was ahead on points today.
Not on my scorecard.
In a stairwell.
Ah, now, before you ask, it was an unqualified success.
I never doubted it.
Even your old friend, Mr. Hope, came up trumps.
He was in theatre.
Oh, yes, flying the CT flag.
Look,
by the way, the refusal earlier to desert your post, I totally understand. And rest assured, it'll have no bearing whatsoever on my thoughts regarding the consultant's post.
I've got a surprise for you.
I hate surprises.
I think you like this one.
Jess and Jake.
Jess, we...
Rick stares in shock.
This is Jake. This is your granddad.
Shall I?
Yeah.
Chrissy gently places Jake into his arms.
Oh.
Rick gazes adoringly at the baby.
What day is it?
Tuesday.
Tuesday's child. That makes him Cobinai. Cobinai. Jacob Griffin. I'm Cobinai. Eric Griffin. Very pleased to meet you.
I think I finally understand the life is really precious and your time here is short. It's here 1 minute and then it's gone. Like footsteps in the sand. So make the most of it. Grab it with both hands and hang on tight. Just otherwise,